Rockford, Illinois is a sprawling industrial center of 150,000. The aging Rust Belt city has battled a weak manufacturing economy. Its crime rate is higher than Chicago's. And it's where 11-year-old Astarte Goodwin spends most of his time.
It's not a bad neighborhood. It's a pretty good neighborhood, though. But as long as I don't start trouble or nothing with the neighbors.
Astarte is part of a program called Roots and Wings. It's a joint project between a Rockford community center and the Angelic Organics Farm in nearby Boone County. The kids visited the farm once a week this summer to learn the basics of growing vegetables and working with animals. The kids in the Roots and Wings program are all considered at risk. They're from low-income families. Many of their parents are having problems with drugs and alcohol. Some of their parents are in jail. Barb Verney Lau is a child and family advocate at the Northwest Community Center in Rockford.
They have a harder time in life. They don't usually come from two-parent families. And I think the single-parent families that I have, the mothers are struggling hard.
I got a splano.
What? How many holes?
They're small, so what? Make about that deep.
Under Barb's leadership, the kids have been growing a vegetable garden on the grounds of the community center. They're using techniques they learned out at the farm. Tadrick Tate is 10 years old.
Worms are good for plants because they, soften the soil and stuff, and they help the plants.
But Tadrick and the other kids are learning about more than just worms and plants. The Roots and Wings program is helping the kids' social, emotional, and educational growth. That's according to Mary Solen-Gurs, a social worker at a nearby middle school. She says grades and attendance are up.
A lot of the skills that they learn in school come alive when they're gardening. And I think there's a lot of pride in seeing something that they plant and watch and grow and develop. And sometimes you have to deal with some things live and some things die. And then seeing the beauty of this and how they all work together to create this lovely garden. So I think there's a lot of pride that goes with that.
We're ready. To the pumpkins.
Out at the farm, Tom Spalding has been showing the kids the finer points of growing vegetables. The Angelic Organics Farm holds educational programs for children and adults. Spalding says the programs help people connect with nature, the earth, and the things that sustain life.
The soils and the plants and the animals that are around us, the ecosystem that we live within. So it's just so fundamental, it's so basic, sometimes we overlook it. But, there's so many kids who come here who they just don't want to leave. They get so enthused and awestruck while they're here. And so I see it every day when there's a group here, how separated we've become from what our own sustenance is a lot of times. The closest many of us get anymore to food is just the supermarket shelf.
This is big.
What you got there?
A big old fat pumpkin.
How much you think it weighs?
About 200 pounds. This is a fat pumpkin.
More than 1,200 kids from Rockford, Chicago, and Milwaukee have visited the farm over the past few years. Spalding says he hopes the kids' experience on the farm will have lasting benefits.
Hopefully, on a basic level, it connects them to life, to what it means to be alive and what it means to be a healthy person, to have positive relationships with those around you, that we're all embedded in systems of relationships with people and with the earth. And they learn a lot while they're here about what creates a healthy ecosystem, what creates a healthy farm, what creates healthy relationships between people. So hopefully they carry those into other settings.
At the Northwest Community Center, it's time to harvest the vegetables. Astarte Goodwin's hands are covered with dirt as he works in the garden the kids have tended all summer long.
We're trying to make the community better, because before the artist used to be, it was a plow, a junk, I shouldn't say that, but people used to draw chip bags, pop cans, pop bottles, dirt. It just used to be a dirt yard.
But the children in the Roots and Wings program have done more than simply clean up a plot of land in a Rockford neighborhood. Because of their hard work, they're taking home fresh vegetables for their dinner table. They're also taking home a feeling of accomplishment, the kind of accomplishment that comes with knowledge and responsibility. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chris Lehman.